Welcome back to Beholder to One Shot, which is on a Friday instead of a Thursday because today is the 3-year anniversary of Beholder to No One. Somehow I fucking survived this. Don't know how. Don't really.
Made it through another year.
Also, it's my birthday officially on this day of being released.
Happy birthday.
That's cool. Today I'm here with Potato. And
hello.
In a genie.
Hello.
And we're playing for the Queen, which is a GM-less card game where we're playing on Roll20, which you could buy the module for online. It's a 2-6 player game that's actually really fun because you pick a queen and then you slowly do prompts and decide if you are going to side with the queen at the end of the day or turn against her. And you should play it with your friends because it is a fun game. And that's what we're doing. Also, fair warning, this episode is not going to be edited like my normal episodes because it is literally being recorded on the 29th at 6:30 p.m. and going up tomorrow. So I'm not editing it. I'm like getting rid of bathroom breaks. Like that's all you're getting. You're welcome for that.
Understood.
You've been warned. So, game, how do you work? That is the first thing. Okay. So each player clicks on the choose option next to the instructions deck to view the instruction cards. I'm probably gonna get rid of the instruction card. We'll find out. So if you go to the journal, do you guys see all the instructions?
We have the instruction deck, which I can see all the little cards on, and then also
1 through 19.
Okay, cool. So it says that we each will take turns reading the instructions from the instruction deck.
Oh boy, can do.
So, number one, go around the table clockwise, taking turns reading these cards aloud.
What is clockwise for us?
Me, Fen, Tay.
Cool. Card number two. The land you live in has been at war for as long as any of you have been alive.
Ooh. Number three. The queen has decided to undertake a long and perilous journey to broker an alliance with a distant power.
The queen has chosen all of you and no one else to be her retinue, and accompany her on this journey.
She chose you because she knows that you love her.
You are welcome to look through the queen cards for inspiration. If there is one that seems right for the group, place it on the table to inspire your story.
So at this point, we actually do choose a card. We could draw a single card at random or draw a few and pick between them.
We'll draw a few and pick.
Sure. 1, 2, 3. I do 5.
Is that like the legit queen we just had?
It looks like it.
The actual whatever number queen.
So there are 5 options on the board. Ooh. I think I'm going to be the one that looks like Queen of England.
Yeah.
That sounds boring.
I'm like really leaning one of the bottom two. Like they've got animals and flowers and like stuff to work with in their images, you know?
I really like the right one on the bottom.
With like the flowers and the doggy. Mm-hmm. I'm about it.
Okay. So our queen is a person in a traditional looking kimono with a dog next to them. It's a yellow and blue kimono with flowers in their hair and a beautiful rose background.
Yeah. And a little birdie on their hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love it.
7 is me, yeah?
So
set the card that reads, the queen is under attack. Do you defend her aside?
Okay.
So if we draw that card, then I will just skip it because I can't set a card aside on the shuffle thing.
Yeah, makes sense.
In this deck.
Can you not flip through and pull it up?
I don't know how to do it.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm just going to say we can't do it.
That's okay. Shuffle the red prompt cards and place them face down on the center of the table.
Which they are already shuffled, but we could shuffle again.
Okay, so mine does say put the queen is under attack card in the middle of the deck for a game that takes approximately 30 minutes or shuffle it to the bottom third of the deck to play for an hour or more. So I guess we can decide once we find it when we want to like throw it into play.
Yeah, we'll just say not yet. Let's do like X more rounds.
Cool. That was number 9.
When you've read the instruction cards, continue clockwise with the red prompt cards. Take turns reading the questions out loud. Interpret these questions and answer them however you wish.
Other players may ask you questions or make suggestions on your turn, but whether you answer those questions or include the suggestions is entirely up to you.
Alrighty. Place the X card somewhere everyone can easily reach it. It is there.
If you encounter a card or an answer that you don't want to be included in, tap the X card. That content is removed from the game.
If you draw a card that is removed this way, simply draw another card. You can X a card that you drew yourself.
You can also pass on your turn. To do so, give the prompt card you drew to the next player and say, I'd like to hear your answer to this question.
Prompt card can be passed around the table until someone applies the X card to it.
Continue answering, passing, and Xing questions until the Queen is Under Attack card is drawn.
Oh no, I lost track on numbers. What number did you just read, Finn?
I just read it at 17.
17, 18. All right. Each player should answer that question in turn, then the game is over.
Whoever wants to can draw the first prompt card.
Nikki.
Okay. Yeah. The first prompt card was the...
The Queen's Under Attack. I don't know her. Let her go.
Shuffle that back in. All right. The Queen thinks more highly of you than you do of yourself. How do you know this? Well, that's sad.
Nikki, who are you? Who are you in this scenario?
That's a great question. I don't know it.
Because this is a pretty deep question. I think we're going to have to know who you are. Are we all like parts of her court? Are we all like trusted?
Yes.
Like, how? Because I assume we have to have, yeah, a close relationship, right? Hmm.
She knows that we love her in some way, whether that's romantically or like love as in protection or
loyalty,
whatever. She knows that she can trust us as of now, at least. I mean, it could be the Queen's best friend.
Ooh, like, okay.
Person who was raised with her, so perhaps like another noble person, or if we could go the route of like being best friends with your like the servant that you were raised with, but
the normie.
I don't want to be noble technically, like maybe like under noble, like
a fifth in line, like lady, like not even
yeah
to a crown, but also like multi.
but she likes me because like I'm not a threat.
yeah. It's like, you get it, but you're not a threat.
I think that the Queen doesn't really take into consideration the order that you're in. Like, she doesn't care about that and is probably one of those, she seems like one of those people that's really nice and wants to like pump you up and be like, you got this. Like, you're going to be amazing. You're going to do fantastic at this.
What a bro.
Where my care, like, I'm kind of imagining that because they're like fifth in line, they're treated kind of not great by the rest. They're like, you're different. Who are you to have power? You don't have a say. That's not what this is. What are you talking about? She's just like, no, you're gonna prove them all wrong. It's gonna be great.
I like it. So then, is that why the Queen thinks more highly of you than you do of yourself? Because she ignores the like social barriers or like the things?
I think she ignores the social barriers outside of public eye, but has to still abide by a particular thing in the public eye of people, but will still go for bat for people to a point that she can, at least.
I dig it.
So the next card is for Finn. So just click the red.
God. Yeah. What do you do that pleases the Queen on this journey?
I gotta decide who you are.
Who are you and what is this journey?
Yes, what is this journey? I feel like I belong a part of the like merchant class, but am present because advisory role, I believe, is probably where I think my character fits in the narrative we're telling. But what does this character do that pleases the Queen on this journey?
If you're a merchant, you could get access to the nicest of things.
Could, but is our Queen...
Glamping.
Yeah. Or are we glamping across this journey, or are we...
Either the nicest of things or the things that she specifically likes, which seems to be animals things. So like,
yeah,
whenever you see like a bird, you always get it for her or something like that.
Also the best places to, or like maybe the like nicer places of the place of the cities or other villages that we travel through always have people that my character knows.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So it's a mix of being able to get her the right things as well as have the safer places to call home for the evening. I think
connections.
Yes, connections. That is what pleases the Queen, is the connections that my character has.
Makes sense.
Yeah, on like a core
level.
All right.
Taylor. Lady, how do I do this? Draw a one.
You can also click and drag.
Did it work? Oh, okay. You all tell I've never really played with roll 20 cards. Okay. So there is a part of you that does not want peace in this land. Oh no. Why are you attached to the war?
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. This actually kind of vibes with what I was thinking. I think my connection to the queen is like a relative, but like an older relative. Like, I think I am like great aunt or something, you know? Like, we've been through some things and, you know, try to give my guidance where I can, but I'm not like really a part of the court. I'm not really a part of her trusted like advisors. I'm just kind of there to like make little biscuits and give my peace sometimes, some peace of mind sometimes, my sage advice.
The wise elder.
Yeah, I'm the wise elder. Yeah, I feel like that is a niche that needs to be filled here. And there's a part of you that does not want peace in this land. I think maybe I'm just a crotchety old person deep down. And I kind of don't want peace in this land because I see it fighting towards something new. And I miss the good old days. And maybe there are some like friends that I had in like higher powers that are getting like knocked down as like the young guns are coming up. And I'm just an old crotchety bitch about it. I'll show you. So, you know, I try to not show it, try to be very supportive. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Maybe you should say fuck off to Frederick von Shtibishtiba, King of whatever the third. And obviously that's a bad plan, but like,
she trusts you.
She trusts me. And she's also like, oh, crazy Aunt Taylor. She doesn't know what's going on, you know?
Oh, crazy Aunt Taylor.
I feel like that's just going to be my future anyway, so.
The queen lights a fire in you. What is it? I think as we're like leaving, because we no longer have the general eye of the public on us, where we have to be at a particular level in hierarchy, the whole pushing you to be hot, like feel more important than you feel probably is what it is. And maybe one day they had a conversation where it was like, well, what do you want to do? And she's like, or my character will be like, I want to, what does she want to do? I don't fucking know. She wants to be an artist. But that's severely frowned upon. So
it's a creative art. You can't make money.
Yeah, we gotta
I've heard that in my life.
who's going to marry an artist? Come on. So she has lit the fire, the passion of art once more inside of me as I am painting constantly while we are on this journey and people are questioning why I'm painting and on a horse at the same time. They're like, how are you painting and riding at the same time? It's like, how do you
I feel like that's my character. Yeah, it's like, what are you doing? That's not something a lady should be doing out in public.
Shouldn't be painting. It's not sword, like, it could be sword fighting.
Showing your emotions and uniqueness. Men don't like that in the year 1600 that we're in. They want you to conform.
They know we can shapeshift. They're going to tell the church.
They're going to tell the church.
Yeah, so that's what's happening. She's going to be a painter.
Marvelous. I like it.
Paint some real weird shit.
The queen gave you a compliment once. What was it, and why have her words stayed with you? I think
you know
it was...
the queen likes.
I think... I would like to believe that the compliment that the queen gave was a very honest one. Something that I think my character has probably not heard in a very long time, given his standing and connections. It was a very honest one, and it was a compliment more to the actions of the character and how he treats those that he considers close, which I think is something that the queen sees because of her disconnection from the merchant class, more so than anything else. So, and the words have stayed with my character, or with me, if we're gonna just blend the two for the moment, because I think it's the most like meaningful thing that somebody in a closer way has said to them in many years.
Makes sense.
I like it.
This queen is very nice so far.
Yeah, what a great queen.
Every time I played this game in the past, the queen has been a total bitch.
Let's see. Who is the distant power you're traveling to? And why do they make you uneasy? Oh man. What doesn't make this crotchety old lady uneasy these days? Being outside, being on a horse, having to leave the safety of the keep, so many things.
Watching this random girl start painting.
Yeah, it's for some reason this painting is making me feel things, and that is not what I should be doing in this moment. It's a lot's going on. Maybe it's, I already forgot the weird long name. Captain von Frederickstein Schlupen, the king of whatever the third. We're gonna go, his name can change every time we say it. Maybe we're going there because since we're in war, maybe the queen is trying to make some sort of connections to kind of band these two like kind of queendoms together, you know, make a strong force against whoever we're against. They make me uneasy because they're like a real forward thinking individual, you know, they want to like lessen the law and the length of hemlines and let people live in homes together that aren't married. And this is all way too radical for me here. And I'm not liking the way our country's going. And so, plus I have to be on a horse and I haven't done that since I was 20.
Do we not have like carriages in this time? Are we only on horses? Is that the
player? Oh, I'm sure there's a carriage, but it's only for
the refuse
queen.
To be in it because I don't know.
You refuse to be in it because there's so much paint in there.
It smells so bad. It gives me a headache. And also they use like velvet pillows and it makes me break out in hives. There's a lot that's making me uneasy this whole journey.
In the carriage, the queen's just like, I don't know why my dad made me bring her. She just is angry all the time.
Well,
you just hear me yelling at the horse. I'm just like, why are you going so fast? Are you being bumpy on purpose?
Yes, we purposely made bumps to go over them. All right. What makes the queen beautiful in your eyes? Probably her caring personality. She wants to actually do good for the world or the people. Like, she doesn't question it and she doesn't fight. I think a lot of monarchs tend to go down this power hungry route, but she actually wants to do like what's best, even if it requires her to sacrifice something. So yeah, her caring attitude, just how good of a person she is or seems to be.
I mean, she's a pet person. That says a lot.
Yeah, right? Like she likes animals. We've probably collected a couple as we've been going. Like we have a dog and a bird. Mm-hmm. Now there's a cat. Soon there will be squirrels. I don't know. She's the Snow White of Queens.
Very, very Snow White of Queens. I love it. When did you know you were in love with the queen? I think my character knew they were in love with the queen from the moment of the very honest compliment of, oh, she sees through the veils that are often surrounded by the station that my character is in, and sees me as a person. So short, sweet.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love
it. Not just a merchant in her eyes,
but a person. Okay. Oh, how do we say that word? What do we say it was?
Retinue.
Retinue. You think of someone in this retinue as the queen's favorite. Who? What makes you think this? I did hear that nice compliment, and that was something. But this other person, this painter, doesn't seem to leave her side. And I think must be her favorite, because now she's starting to think the same radical, free-thinking thoughts. And also, they keep making eyes at each other and then looking at me and laughing. They've got inside jokes.
Inside yeah. Jokes clearly means they're the favorite.
Yeah.
I see you laughing with your inside jokes about me.
Are you two women chatting together unsupervised? How unholy. Yeah, that's it. That's why she thinks it's you.
What did you bring with you to protect the queen? I think my character would know how to use a bow and arrow, so she will have a bow and arrow to protect the queen with. From afar, at least, so that's good. Up close, probably not so useful. She'll just smack him with a painting. But
that's where I come in. Just fisticuffs.
But I think maybe the queen had to do archery lessons and begged her father to let me go join, and now I know how to shoot too. And she hated it, and I liked it, and I was like, yeah, let's do it again. You have my bow. You have her fisticuffs.
You have a personal connection to the land you're currently traveling through. What makes you want to stay and why don't you? I think at one point we travel through this character's hometown, and it makes them want to stay because while this land as a whole is at war, they were kind of like the refuge that he would often return to in an effort to whenever he wanted to get away from all the pomp and circumstance of the titles and positions that he has carried over the years, to just be a person again. And he would love to stay because of that feeling and that ability to just kind of decompress there. And he doesn't, because there are more important things, like bartering this deal with the... Oh God,
what's the just whatever comes to your head. Yes. Just whatever comes, you say it, and that's their name.
Frederick von Lichtenstein, king of whatever.
The third.
And that needs to be done if there is to eventually be peace, because without it, the village that was his hometown may follow the same fate that a lot of villages have over the course of this one, and he doesn't want that.
Plus, he wants to smoochy smooch the queen.
Smooch.
Just because somebody sees you for who you are doesn't mean you immediately want to bang them.
I didn't say bang. I said smoochy smooch. You took it way further.
Okay, sorry. It took too much. Yeah.
Clearly. I said you want to kiss the queen. God.
I mean, who doesn't want to kiss the queen?
Yeah.
She's so nice, apparently, you know? Yeah, I mean, as a child, I gave her little forehead smooches occasionally. Not too many.
And she got too
bad. I don't want her to feel loved. okay. Why are all the all so sweet? And mine's like, oh, war and hate and the queen.
It's very fitting. It really
is. What did you bring with you that endangers the queen? I think this game is gonna end with me getting killed, not the queen. Okay, I think I brought a sealed envelope with a letter with contents that will blackmail King Frederick Stein Voss the third, the king of the whatever the third, into not going through with this truce pact thing that I've collected and probably been given via my little birds and informants in other realms that agree more with my words are hard. I'm coming off of flu meds. I don't know. Ideals.
is your character really just secretly the head of the spy network of the kingdom or the queendom?
I think so.
That's the vibe I'm getting here is...
It really is. You know, she's the one really ruling things. And, you know, she had everybody under her thumb until this new queen. New queen showed up, and she's just as hard-headed as I am. I admire it, but I hate it.
Is that why you love the queen?
Yeah.
Because all of us do love the queen.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge, and I love it. But I will win.
You love the challenge. You love to watch her succeed, but you also love to watch her fail.
Yes. I love the power that I hope to take from her.
What do you do for the queen that no one else can do? What was that eyebrow fucking
What wiggle? Do you do?
Yeah, the worst eyebrow waggle ever. Oh my God. At Mickey's
character. I help her embrace her true self, okay?
Uh-huh.
Every game, every time I play this game, I always end up with the queen. I have no idea why whatsoever. Anyway, no, I think in this one, I'm going to try real hard to be the friend, okay? I'm going to try real hard.
That's how a lot of these things start.
I know. I think I give her a place where she can be herself without any judgment, because she gave that to me. And I also keep her secrets, and I've proven that over and over again. What those secrets are, you'll never know. Because I keep
them. Maybe I might know.
Only if they overheard them, but they'll never know because I said something.
I keep things close to my chest so I can use them when I need to. I don't want you to know what I know. I wouldn't have become the head of the spy ring if I told everybody everything.
I also know all of her favorite things, so I can make sure all those things happen.
Those you probably do know. I've heard them, but I forgot them because they weren't important to me.
look, here's your favorite flower. Ooh. Your favorite green tea.
You arranged for the queen to be ambushed on this journey. What did they offer you?
So you can pass it if you want. If it doesn't, you don't think it fits you.
So I do think it fits me because I am a merchant class. But I think I'm gonna drag you into this lovely aunt. I think the aunt offered me.
Ooh, yeah.
I think the aunt offered me in exchange for arranging the ambush, because I do have connections everywhere. Offered me a place far away from all of this to get away. A lovely island that is currently under the king's purview, or the queen's purview, I should say, excuse me. Over the purview of the domain. There we go. That's what I'm looking for. But the aunt, I believe, you can tell me if I'm incorrect in this, is willing to part with it if this ambush successfully.
Yes. Anything to make sure this mission fails in every single way, I will give you. She won't be harmed, but...
So, that is what my character, I believe, was offered for this arrangement.
Readers to the crown.
I am the crown. What are you talking about?
Without me, there is no crown.
all right. Oh boy, who is it? There is someone else in this retinue you love besides the queen. How and why are you keeping it a secret? Well, I don't trust the painter. So not that one.
So sad.
Hold on, I have to cough. So I think it would have to be the merchant. And I think, you know, what's that?
I'd say you could also pass the card if you do not think it fits your character. But...
That's true. Well, no, I mean, let's be fair here. Dear old aunt whatever has a very twisted sense of what love is. And love to her is usefulness. So, I think she sees you and your connections, the deal that we made, as a wonderful partnership. And, you know, she will see you as, you know, part of the family, a son, if you do not stab her in the back.
Told you.
Yeah, you don't get an island if you don't.
Mm-hmm. Why are you keeping it a secret, I guess?
Because I keep everything a secret. I can't let people know that I'm like doing. I can't let people know that we are conspiring against the crown, but conspiring against two crowns at one time. Look, I may be
king of whatever the third.
Exactly. Like I may in my head be top bitch, but I know what year we live in. My head is on the chopping block.
1600
something
or other.
Yeah. I know I must do my deeds. The year of our Lord, 1600, whatever. I must keep my deeds a secret, for I am just a woman. And we know how that worked out.
An unwed woman.
Whatever. And probably the widow, like seven times over. All mysterious deaths, too.
Weren't they all, a lot of them in the war? We did have a war going on.
We're in the war. Yeah. Definitely randomly for being as old as they were and as high ranking as they were, why they're on the front lines, I don't know. Couple got poisoned by like other guards. That was weird. Anyway, I'm doing very well financially now.
Yes.
You're learning so much.
Go on.
What do you do for the queen that anyone else can do, but why does she make you do it? This is the same question, kind of, but not really.
Well, it's the opposite of it. Anybody can do this, but why does she choose you?
I don't know what it could be. I am stuck for ideas on what it could be that I could do that. Like, why? Because I'm awesome. But, like...
Yeah.
But, because I'm, like, a trustworthy friend and things. Mm-hmm. But what the thing is, I don't know. We already said the secrets.
You could pass it. The merchant could probably do lots of things.
I don't want the merchant to be able to do things with the queen.
There's something about him I just don't trust, and I don't know what it is. Can't put my finger on it.
I don't want to be jealous. I can do it for the queen. I just don't know what it is. It's very hard to pick something that shopping? Isn't romantic, because that's where my brain keeps going.
Maybe like shopping? You know her tastes much better, and sure, like she shopping. Trusts it. Like these fancy kimonos, all the things, you know, maybe you work with the merchant to like get the right stuff in.
Sure. That works. Let's do that.
Anyone could do it, but she likes your style the best, you know?
I know her favorite things, so I tell the merchant what to get. Mm-hmm. Sure.
There you go.
And the merchant's probably just like, I could have done that.
Merchant goes, ah, but the queen asked. So. Something about you that no one else does. What is it?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I had a funny idea, but go ahead.
What's your idea?
That you're secretly a child of Frederick von something or other, king of whatever the third.
Oh, I have. We can layer that in. I had an idea, but that works perfectly well with it. Queen knows something about me that no one else now does. What is it? It is that I am in fact child of Frederick von Lichtenstein, whatever, king of whatever the third. But I'm also not the first merchant to carry the titles that I have and the names that I do. And the name, though it does not seem like that currently, is a name that carries almost like an immortal quality to it, because it is more a title than a specific, but only the queen knows that.
So like Merlin.
Kind of like Merlin or, you know, Dread Pirate Roberts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm curious, with you being the son of blah, 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 mm-hmm. the third, is it like a lost prince situation? Is it like you ran away? Is it like a bastard son? Like, what is the relationship here that you're just like milling about with us?
Or are you a spy?
I think I think the queen knows that better than I know it. I think it's one of those things where it's like a lost prince situation where I grew up in a village in the middle of nowhere, this character, this merchant, and that's why I have my home that we passed through on most of this journey and why I didn't want to stay there. So I think it is a kind of like a lost prince situation of was absconded with, maybe perhaps, by certain individuals in this retinue.
Who would that be?
who knows the overarching details of why that is important, but maybe that's part of the blackmail.
Oh yeah, it is. All right.
But I think it's something that the merchant specifically does not know very much about.
Doesn't know very much. I like it. Okay. What brings out the queen's kindness? Oh, man. Well, she seems pretty constantly kind. But I think maybe we'll just go along with like the animal nature-y vibe, you know, maybe she's very much like she enjoys the little things more than flattery. So maybe it's, you know, a actual appreciation of the world, the nature, as is your part in the world, kind of like kumbaya aspect of like we are all one kind of things, and less the like jewels, the flattery, the blah 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 that comes with queenliness. And that is a trait I hate, but I respect. I think that's, you know, the best way to bring out her kindness is to not play any games.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. You are considered beautiful by almost everyone you meet. How does the queen make you question that perception?
Oh, no.
That is the opposite of what she's supposed to be doing so far in the cards.
Everyone has a flaw.
What? No. I'm being sarcastic. Don't look at me like that.
I'm gonna look at you like that.
I think that she humbles like everybody a little bit. But whenever like, I think maybe there was one day where I got caught up in this, this person said this such nice things about me and it was wonderful, like all butterfly feelings or whatever. And she's just like, if he's only after you for your looks, why are you interested? And like kind of tones it down to humble her again. But probably words it in a way that isn't like not meant to be rude in any formal way, but just like makes
kind of
that
direct. And you're like, ugh,
yeah.
Ow. Yeah, just yeah.
Like, well, now people say they like me because I'm pretty, then I'm going to be like, question. Wait a second.
Doubt.
X to doubt. Yeah. That's me in real life. X to doubt when someone compliments.
How does the queen remind you of her status while on the journey? I think that's a good question for our aunt.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you know, questioning, how does the queen remind you of her status while on the journey? Yeah, you know, I think this is probably a pretty common place, or maybe it isn't. Maybe this is kind of like, you know, a lot of times I push the boundaries. I push the limits with being a little bossy. And doing that old lady thing of telling you what to do, not suggesting, but telling you kind of thing. And I think usually she takes it with grace and is like, okay, sure. Or like, you know, and kind of pushes away. So maybe at some point, you know, we're getting closer. I'm getting a little more antsy, a little more ready to get this deal done with. And I'm being a little too pushy, a little too bossy, and just the general, like, we should go fast. We should do this. Make sure you have this. You're going to say this, blah, 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 blah. That she actually kind of snaps for, like, the first time. You know, she's, like, in, also ready to get there and make the deal happen. And is really in the zone. She kind of snips at me and is just like, you're just an aunt. Like, the fourth sibling from the throne's fifth kid. what are you telling me what to do, lady?
Who is the queen in this conversation right now?
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, so does so in a little harsher way than she probably usually would, because she is so nice, but probably a very needed way for how not nice my character is.
I think Fen gets to draw again.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Okay. The queen trusts you, but no one else in the royal court does. Why? Interesting. Why does the queen trust you, but no one else in the royal court does? Because I get the feeling that, Nikki, your character, it's a little sus about the merchant's place in this adventure, because everybody else here is royalty in some form, whether it be Crazy Aunt or you, who is a little removed from nobility proper, but still is of noble family. And I'm just a merchant. Rather important merchant, based on the number of people and the conversations you've had over the course of this journey, but a merchant.
Why is he so popular? Mm-hmm. What did he do? Suspicion.
I think the queen trusts me, but no one else in the royal court does. Does the queen have other family? Have we established this? I mean, obviously there are brothers and stuff of other siblings of
I'm assuming,
other generations.
I'm assuming multiple siblings.
Mm. Yeah, maybe younger or like taking care of other courts currently or something.
Mm. I think the queen trusts me because there have been, I think, multiple encounters that she's seen over the years where there are more profitable opportunities present. Yet I have chosen ones that favor her family in general, and gone out of my way to make those happen, and shown her the same kind of human kindness and honesty that she has shown me as a character.
Makes sense. I think it's all a ploy onto your games, not onto
what
any
games. There's no games being had here.
Mm-hmm. Wait a second.
I'm like, just scoot away on my very bumpy horse. I got the really, like, cantankerous one. Yeah, it just, like, bounces and trots. It doesn't, like, smoothly walk.
It doesn't walk normal.
Yeah.
It was, at one point, it's a show horse, because all of the actual horses are currently at the war.
I was just a little prancing show horse bouncing me everywhere.
It was given as a gift to the queen. The queen now uses it for
your so here's the question, because Tay answered your question originally, and then you answered, does it go to me now, or do we go back to Tay?
I think we go back to Tay, I guess. Okay. I think we continue the cycle, because that's where I just went, even though I had Tay ask.
Yeah. Okay.
Answer.
That works. All right. Oh, no. The queen had you punished once. What about the memory of that will stay with you forever? All right. There was a time that really solidified dear old auntie and the queen's relationship. And it was actually when the queen was quite young, was, you know, going through some schooling, kind of starting to come into her own. And of course, as any evil spy aunt would do, she tried to worm her way in to the queen's life and the queen into hers at a young age. So that way it's a little easier to, like, pull the strings later in life. But the queen's pretty smart, pretty ahead of her time, but also pretty hard-headed. And, you know, maybe there was I wanted her to do some little task, something like, you know, getting a envelope or a book or something from the king's quarters. Because, you know, be like, hey, your dad's office, there's this book. It's like purple and has like some roses on it. Go grab that shit for me. Okay. And she's like, okay. But she did not keep it secret. She was not stealthy about it. The king found out. And that was when I knew I couldn't keep the king under my thumb anymore, and I'd wait till the next generation, because maybe I'm just now getting back into the court. I was, like, kicked out. Like, I had to go to one of my eight husbands' estates. Ugh, how horrible for me. And stay there.
That's so awful.
Yeah. And then I probably faked an illness to be able to get back in after the king passed on and the queen took control. And now I'm back. And I'm feeling fine. Other than this horse, gonna have back issues. Maybe I have a broken hip, but that's okay. So that memory will stay with me forever, because
that's why you want revenge secretly from that one incident.
Yeah. You know, like, I think I love the queen because she's not her dad. That's, there's another layer to my very fucked up meaning of love.
Because it's not her father, okay.
my damn nephew.
You suspect this journey isn't just about diplomatic negotiations. What else do you believe is going on and why? What if it's... We haven't established what we're negotiating, technically. So
it's bartering.
Peace or partnership.
Yeah.
Well, how it's being bartered. What if
God, is the queen in love with the merchant's dad? What if that's...
It's like, what if this is... What if their solution that she thinks they're going to go with is marriage? And she's just like, why? Why would you do that? That sounds like a bad idea. Don't do that. It's not, no, not because I'm jealous. Just don't do it. Totally not jealous. Shut up. No, I think that's what it is. I think she has hinted to a few things maybe throughout the days and on the journey because we're bored. We're traveling. It's a long time. We're in the same little carriage together for very long. The paint fumes are very strong.
For those of us in it, which I think is just you at this point.
Probably.
Our characters are like, we'll ride the horses.
It's fine. Yeah. We'll be not high outside. She started like talking about what kind of flowers do you think would look really good in like a particular setting, and what do you think looks good? Like, do you think a white kimono would look nice? And she's just like, wait a second, hold up, listen, I'm putting things together here.
Oh my god, the queen's gonna marry the merchant's dad.
Frederick von Simpleton, king of whatever the third. She's not okay with it for some reason. She doesn't know why. She has no idea why, deep down. It's because she's losing her best friend.
I'm sure that's it.
Yeah. Alrighty.
I can't go with partner because if the queen dies, I'm just living up to the trope. I can't.
You're refusing to lean into the romantic.
Yeah, you can't skew the experiment here. If you're feeling it, you gotta go with it. And yeah, then we gotta
know. I'm always feeling romance with people in games. That's not a fair judgment.
What part of this?
I don't know.
Journey?
I've romanced a few people. They've not died. So I still think it's
for one of the three of us, it's a trope that the character is the romance of the character is the death.
I don't know who that is. Shut up.
I feel like they're currently writing their own eulogy, but what part of this journey will be the most difficult? How do you pull the rest of the retinue through it? I think at some point we have to cross an ocean. We have to go by boat. And then neither of you have been on a boat before.
No, I get very seasick.
So it's a journey of the merchant trying to basically pull the rest of the retinue through the journey of going across an ocean. Someone who is...
You find me some like medieval Dramamine or whatever the motion sickness medicine is.
I mean, just get high up pay fumes. It's basically the same thing, right?
There you go.
I'm sure it works. Only one way to find out.
So...
It doesn't work!
I think helping teach... the both the aunt and the good friend romance partner ? of through that the ocean, the seafaring that we have to undergo as part of the journey, I think is the hardest part for most of us.
Why couldn't we have just drove? I understand there's not a road that way, but why?
What is driving?
Carriage riding.
Because
it's a new word I heard.
The land does not go that far.
We should build a bridge.
You may certainly attempt that undertaking.
I'm just throwing up off the edge of the boat the entire time. This is worse than the prancing pony.
So here's the question. Do we want to do it now or do we want to hold it for... we're at an hour.
Let's survive. Do we want a 2-hour or do we want an attack at sea?
I can go either way.
I'm gonna roll a die.
Yeah, roll it.
Yeah. What's the, are we evens oddsing it?
Yeah, evens, we keep going.
Okay.
Nope, I got a nod. You're being attacked at sea.
What happens to this? Do I start narrating it? Do we do it the same way? What's our...
I believe, here, let's look at the instructions.
When the queen is under attack, shuffle the deck,
Do you defend her? Each player should answer that question in turn, then the game is over.
Yes.
So we're on sea. You're high on paint fumes. The merchant's feeling all right. I'm throwing off up off the side of the boat. I feel like if it's an attack at sea, it's probably not one that maybe I orchestrated because I don't want to be here.
Remember, in the first something place. That you had me arrange.
Oh, is this the ambush?
This is the ambush.
This is the ambush. Oh, okay. 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 I'm here. I remember things. So, yeah, I think I'm throwing up off the edge of the boat as, like, marauders, whoever is showing up. And I'm just giving you this look, like, these your dudes from across the boat.
That subtle nod.
Continue to throw up and, you know, I don't think I defend, because if I knew this was the ambush that we were waiting for to make it harder, I ask that she not be killed, but her younger brother is much easier to pressure into doing things, so I'm not that upset either way. So I think I continue to vomit my guts out.
Marvelous.
I, of course, defend the queen. Mm-hmm. I shoot with my bow, and I think I have her. Is there a crow's nest here?
There surely can be, I would say.
Climb up the crow's nest with me and, like, protect her with my bow and arrow from high up.
The safest place in a pirate attack is definitely on the crow's nest.
Mm-hmm. Is that sarcasm or truth?
That is entirely sarcasm. Okay. As soon as the mast breaks on that, you both are falling.
I mean, I've never been on a boat before, so.
Which is fine, and it's fair.
She just sees high up, and she's like, we should go as high as possible. She's trying her best.
Do I defend her? I was offered a rather extensive offer for arranging this ambush.
I mean, you could defend her and flub it on purpose. Like, I am an 85, I've now dated myself, year old woman. It makes sense that I would not fight and defend.
Yes, yeah.
You know, like, no one's going to be like, why didn't you help? But they might look at you funny, you know?
Mm-hmm. They would look at me funny. I think I put up the ruse that I am defending. The ship, her as well as the ship, the crew, who I think are all loyal to myself as the person who probably orchestrated both this ship as well as the entire ambush. I have them put on the airs as much as I am doing. I think there is this key point where the mast is hit at some point and it goes toppling into the sea. And as much as we try to defend her, I think at the end of the day, it is a mute point. Mm-hmm.
It's a very rocky ride anyway, you know?
Mm-hmm. And this is
Queen and the Painter drown.
Do you know how to swim?
Probably not.
Look, we had to, like, women had to wear so many layers of clothes in that day. As soon as you hit the water, you're screwed. You're, like, basically in your own net.
High low. You know? Even odds. Even I can swim. Hey, I know how to swim.
You know how to swim?
I know how to swim. God damn, I just put the dice away.
I think it'd be very poetic if the queen didn't know how to swim.
I got an odd. She does not. I think I try to save her.
Well, yeah, and you already said that you're a defender.
Right, so I try to save her from drowning, and I try to get her onto the boat, but nobody is helping drop a rope ladder.
Oh, no, they'll help drop a rope and ladder and do all that to continue this facade, but I think she's already taken in too much water.
Yeah, so I get back on board with her, try to save her. Doesn't work. There's not a doctor. Doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, our retinue is pretty light, and I didn't think we'd have come across, you know, this strait is generally pretty calm, so.
Good thing we're just friends.
Good thing. Good thing we're just friends.
They were.
Well, that's for the queen.
Oh, that's fun. I love that. I love these little story-based card games. It's the best.
Yeah, every time you play, it's like a different thing because everybody gets different questions and you can find out really weird, fucked up ways to have like evil queens or good queens that just seem evil. And
I mean, look at that pretty queen. There's no way in hell she could be evil with her little ammonoles and her flowers.
It's all a rise. So yeah, you should all check out for the queen. They'll put the link in the description down below. If you don't have it, you can buy a physical copy or you could buy a Roll20 module, which is what we use. And let's have you guys say where you can find you as Haler. Where can people find you? This is going out tomorrow. So.
Oh, hey, okay. Let's see. So I am Taylor or @_potatoe_ on Twitter and then any version of that on other sites because my branding is screwed with all the new social media stuff. But you can find me mostly over on at High Shelf Collective, where we stream all sorts of games. I have a D&D module that is wrapping up. It's Hecna from Hit Point Press. So we're gonna get into some wild shit in the next few weeks. You can also find me over on 2000 Tales on Tuesday, playing Big A Dice Game, and also really soon on Fridays, I'm very excited. Playing who knows? Who knows at this point? I mean, playing Monster of the Week. Who I'm playing, who knows? What else is going on? I don't know. Follow my socials. There's lots of fun stuff coming up that I will get to be a part of. I think if this is coming out tomorrow, on the 2nd, I'll be over on Lost Caravan playing Apocalypse Keys, which is just a great Powered by the Apocalypse game from Evil Hat that y'all should come watch. It is emotional. It is wild.
Agreed.
I love it.
Okay, and Fan.
Hi, I'm Fen, or Fenicini on the internets. You can find me at Fenicini pretty much everywhere. There are social media, I think, for the most part. I have to wait for Twitter to finish burning down to figure out where, if I'm going jumping ship on other places more seriously. Twitter is the easiest place to keep up with me still for the moment on places that I'm at. I'm kind of a digital nomad at the moment, so I'm up and around places. The easy way to keep up with me is through socials. And RTO, a podcast that I run and produce that is on a quick break, but it's coming back at the end of January. So. Yeah, that's me. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. So.
Okay. And I'm Nikki, aka Beholder to No One. You can find me at Beholder to No One on Twitter and all the other social media as well. I'm really only active on Twitter, so I don't know what to tell you. You can also find me on 2000 Tales twice a week, Tuesdays for Mass Games, where I play Showstopper, the self-centered, power-hungry superhero. And on Fridays, I play Karen in a Monster of the Week game, who currently is a very preppy, excited, not angry spell lady. Who has a talking cat that is definitely Merlin, supposedly. other than that, you can find me on the 23rd, which is a ways off, but on Lost Caravan playing Necrobiotic. But really, that's the only guest spot I have in all of January as of the moment. So that's impressive for me. Usually I have like 5 things a week. That's it. So happy 3-year anniversary to Beholder to No One.
Happy 3-year. It's a birthday.
Yeah.
Celebrate by giving it a review. Give it 5 yes. stars. Because somebody gave me 4 stars on Spotify, so I have 4.9 stars. It's really weird.
How do you rate on Spotify? I only know how to do it on other sites.
Apple.
It's like on, it's on the actual like show podcast like directory.
I think you can do it on the phone.
Yeah,
it's on Apple. See.
But that's everything for us today. So keeping awesome. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.